This episode of Off Course is brought to you by Squares Golf Shoes. Visit squares.com and take a look at the variety of footwear options, including the Augusta limited edition shoe designed with Sir Nick Faldo. And for a limited time, that comes with four awesome bonus gifts. Take a look and enjoy the show.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
And hello, everyone. It is Off Course. I am your host, Dan Edwards. And with me this week is the main man from Callaway Odyssey with Truvis all over the place in his office and something else I'm not going to talk about, Jason Finley. My friend, welcome back to Off Course. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I think I have a much quieter week than you do. We are recording on a Monday, which is actually like really quick in the week for an Off Course episode, which is great for me. It means I can kick back for the rest of the week. For you, you have a big release coming tomorrow. Yeah. And I'd love to hear about that. Now, I've seen a thing or two about a thing or two, but I don't know much about anything, which I don't want to go in depth on that because you could take any topic and do that one with.
Yeah.
But it's my understanding that the Chrome Soft line is evolving. Is that true?
That is very true. And, you know, we really have had a lot of momentum with Chrome Soft X now. But, you know, I don't think it's a surprise to anybody, particularly those that pay close attention, that there have been other variants on tour in the past. And as we really looked at our line, particularly with what we do in the, let's call it the X space, we really think we have a product that can benefit, you know, a wide range of golfers. And so, no, you know, we're not afraid to launch products. So what no better product to launch than one that works for a pretty wide range of golfers. So we will be adding to the Chrome Soft family with the Chrome Soft X LS, with LS standing for low spin golf ball. And I think, you know, that name in itself, there is a little trepidation, I would say, with it, because that automatically, you know, could mean something bad in some cases, right? But it's really low spin where you want low spin, right? So the real beauty of this product is that it's low spin where you want it, yet still maintains all the spin and control that you want where you want it, which is around the green. So what this product will deliver is tremendously fast ball speeds kind of through the bag, and then, you know, lower spin on the driver, probably even lower spin comparatively speaking on the irons, and then, you know, bring back the majority of that spin around the green so you still have it where you want it, kind of thing. So kind of spin where you don't want it and spin where you do want it is kind of the way I like to describe it. And I think, you know, certainly for a lot of golfers, those that may have too much spin to begin with, it's going to be a really good product because they're going to hit it farther, which we all know that many golfers could use that, even though some would tell us there's a distance problem out there. Everybody still seems to want it somehow. So we're going to give the golfers what they're looking for. But, you know, we've been able to do it in a way where, you know, many of the other products that I would say are in a similar competitive set, one of the things we oftentimes hear about it is that they either, you know, fly too low or don't maintain a lot of the spin around the greens that people are looking for. And we really think we've solved both of those things with this product. So really excited about it. Personally, I'm excited about it for my game because I've been a regular Chrome Soft user for a long time now, and even used ERC primarily because of the kind of lower spin on the full shots, I'll call it. But being able to have a ball that I get to get back maybe some of that spin that I haven't had around the green is what I'm looking forward to, with a little more distance even. So we all know I could use a little help in that regard.
So it's interesting. I have two thoughts on here, but I really want to attack the primary one, which is less about me and more about your product lineup as a whole.
Yeah.
You have a new driver concept out this year that's called lower spin. Mm-hmm. But then we move into a ball, it's talking about low spin. So you're obviously very, very attentive to what matters to golfers from a spin perspective. Why is it when you look at a ball like Chromsoft XLS, that distinction is low spin and not lower spin? How does that fall into that category?
Well, I think, you know, it's a little bit about what the product is. I mean, I don't want to get too hung up in semantics of names, I guess, but, you know, lower versus low is kind of saying the same thing, right? The objective is that the spin is lower. I think there is some risk, though, of getting too low. So, you know, there, if you ask me if this is the lowest spinning, let's call it tour ball on the market, I would tell you no, because I think it has the right amount of spin, right? And we take great lengths to make sure of that. So I think it's a little bit of semantics, maybe, but I do think that at the end, the product performance is what's going to be the most important thing. And for us, you know, we have a meaningfully different product between the LS ball and the standard X ball, while maintaining all the speed the benefits that you get there. So I think it's in that regard, it's really exciting. And I think, you know, for some players that, you know, I even like to say within our building, right? Because these are the first people that we work with, is the people in our own building. You have better players that have too much spin, and you have better players that don't spin it enough. And we have a ball for both of them. They're going to have, the better player are going to have more discerning ability, I would say, across the board to really optimize their game. And that's why we have it, the two options in these products.
So back a couple years ago, I remember when you first released Chromsoft X, I happened to be at HQ. There was a whole white box experience, which is always a thrill for, yeah, you know, an amateur golfer. What I quickly realized is how much more benefit I got out of playing regular Chromsoft, no different than your perspective, is that, now, I didn't mind making a little bit of a concession to ball speed by comparison on the compression ratio. What saved me, and this was very visible when you and I got together last time during a live stream, and I was hitting Chromsoft against the rest in the lineup. And yep. I mean, the numbers are so optimal, and it has everything to do with getting into that spin window. Yeah, I think the thrill at this point with, you know, players of all calibers, you're being able to not just focus on what works from a distance perspective, but what works from an overall perspective. So we're no longer looking at X and Y. We're now looking at 1+1, which is a really exciting thing. Yeah, I actually just had a chat with my dad last night. By the way, trying to push him out of an Epic Flash Sub-Zero and into a B21. I know I'm trying to keep him fresh for you guys.
Perfect. We appreciate that.
Yeah. But he's talking about, you know, I'm having spin issues and distance issues. I said, I've got great news. I call him Eddie because, you know, he's Eddie to me. So I said, I got great news, Eddie. We got all this new product I can tell you about. And I hear there's something else coming out that might get you fired up. So yep, hopefully this is his ticket too. It's just exciting. It's an exciting time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm unfortunately getting closer to being out of this, but, you know, consistency of things like hit location are still not as big of an issue for me, maybe as some others. So, you know, I think one of the risks to us, and something we've spent a lot of time on, and you'll see a lot of this as we bring this ball to market, is really helping the golfer identify the right product for them now that there's more options, right? Because anytime you add complexity to choice, it does get a little harder, right? So one of the huge benefits of the Chrome Soft golf ball, the original, is that not only is it lower spinning, which is going to make it go farther for a lot of people on the full shots, but it's a softer golf ball as well, which is going to make it more forgiving, right? So if you have any challenges with your hit location inconsistencies, and that's something that it's not talked about probably enough, is the forgiveness factor of those softer golf balls. So your miss hits are going to be better, right? And when you combine that with longer distance, that's all great. certainly, you know, I'm on the, unfortunately, the edge of that better player window myself these days. But I think, you know, I'm still going to benefit from the lower spin on the full shots because I tend to be high spin to begin with. But I need a little bit of help hitting the ball further. And so it really works for me great because I get some of those speed benefits. I don't really sacrifice anything as I move into this product. So, I mean, a couple rounds in, or more than a couple now, but I mean, this product for me is unbelievable. So, but we've seen a lot of people that still love the Chrome Soft. So it's just going to be about navigating, finding the right one for each individual's game and getting them to go out on the course and play with it is ultimately what's going to be the most important.
So I'm going to ask a question. I know you're not going to give me the keys to the barn here and let me know everything, but you had mentioned you are always messing around with different, there are other options out there from a Chrome Soft perspective. It's not, yep. There's a chance someone might be playing something a little unique. How much of that tour presence activates potential for you guys in R&D, in testing, and potential prototyping and all that?
A lot. I think, you know, particularly on the golf ball side where, you know, I would say we do a lot more prototyping in golf ball than we do in a lot of the other categories. And it really allows us to really dial in kind of, you know, there's a lot more what we call DOEs, right? Which is design of experiment of every different variable, right? So you can look at a variety of different things and, you know, hit a lot of shots to really come up with the real optimized product and then get it in the hands of the tour players to find out what's right for their game. And, you know, the low spin variant, if you will, is certainly the, you know, lesser of the, we will have less play on the LS on the tours around the world than we do the standard X still. That won't change. But for a certain level of player or a certain type of player, they really benefit from it, right? So Mark Leishman's a great example of a guy that loves that lower spin profile on his irons because he spins it a lot. So he gets it in that window that he's looking for and really likes that. But I would say that even as I talk to everyday people, right, the questions that always come up of which one are you going to sell more of and which one's going to get more play on tour. And they're very different answers because I think a lot of that comes down to the style of game that A, the pros play and the courses that they play, right? We can all, you know, we all think we're better than we really are, unfortunately. And I think that if you look at the courses that the tour players play, look at the course they played last week is a great example, right? The way that like pins are tucked on some of those golf courses and the conditions they play in are dramatically different from what even, you know, you or I get a chance to play at, you know, every week, right? And the how tucked pins are is very different. And you know, it's just a totally different game. So that's why, you know, Chrome Soft X is going to be a more popular ball on tour for us than the LS golf ball that's played by, you know, I like to describe it as people that are paying for their golf balls, right? It's different animal. But there is some of that people still want, right? So we're going to sell both. But I think for a lot of golfers, they're going to have more success with the LS. So if you ask me which one I think we're going to sell more of, I would tell you LS compared to the standard X.
As long as the education is there, right?
Yep. And yeah. That's going to be key, right? So people always are going to want the fancy new thing that the tour players have. But guess what? They're playing on tour for a reason because they're better than we are. and they have more talent than we do. So I think you see that, you know, even as amateurs go play in events like one that we're so familiar with, right? I have a belt sitting behind me from an event that's a great example of that. But, you know, we all go play in this granddaddy event. It's the biggest deal in the world to us, but we're not tour players, and we're not even close to playing on the level that they are, right? And you have, you know, people that if they shoot, you know, you probably have one of the better singles scores ever turned in, and it wasn't even under par, right?
Actually,
What's that?
Oh, it was. Don't worry about that.
But you know what I mean? Like, but what would a tour player have shot that day?
Right. Right? Sure.
In those conditions, it was like playing in a dome, right? So It's just a totally different world. And you're on the better than 99% of probably those that are following this, right? But it's a totally different world. If you were to go play against a tour player, you would have gotten smoked that day. And that's not a shot. That's just reality, right? So, you know, we got to make sure that products that we're delivering work on all fronts.
Some people think that playing use in singles is like playing a tour player. Any truth to that?
Not at all. Not at all. They may come out that way in their head because they get so, you know, tuned into it. We had this conversation this morning here in the office. Somebody that I won't take shots at, but somebody that's one of our better players went and played in a higher end amateur level competition this weekend, right? And it didn't go so well. And we had the conversation about going and playing in a competitive event versus even going and playing, you know, just with all of us and how different that is, right? And I think that's what happens even I'll say it to THPers when they come play in the Granddaddy, right? Like, I've played in enough stuff to where that to me doesn't seem like a big deal. But for the guys that are coming in, you know, you're at a new golf course, fancy new golf clubs, and in this, you know, everybody's following along. So it's a big deal, right? And it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel for me, but because I've done it before, right? But for a lot of guys that do it, they haven't. So it's a huge deal. But it's a totally different experience, you know, and I think it's the same can be said for the equipment that you play. It's we just play a different game. And usually I'm intending to take shots. And I'm not intending that to be the case. It's just reality.
That's Darth Finley. You can find him on social at Jason Finley CG.
That's why we have the bell right here.
So yeah, I'll take that back anytime you want to send it. That's fine. Yeah. The truth here is it is true. It's a pretty wild experience. I think there's probably about 100,000 people who want to know, is that person who's playing in AM events part of the Granddaddy team this year, the Zoo Crew?
Don't know yet. The team has not been determined.
Okay. Is there any sort of solidification of teams?
On our side?
On your side. Is it still way up in the air?
I would say that, you know, I could probably, I don't know where we'll be schedule wise, but I could probably tell you who 80% of the team is.
Okay.
And that's pretty consistent through the years, right? I mean, part of it's positional, part of it's, you know, the product team will be a part of it. I think some of the people that are more active in this community or environment are a part of it. So I think some of the usual suspects are there, but you know, we got a few on the cusp. Maybe they're trying to earn their way in. Maybe they're, you know, I always accept bribes. So
yeah, I was going to say, can I backdoor into like some contracting work? Get me on that crew?
Oh, no. Nope.
Are you sure?
I got plenty of candidates. I don't need any more of those.
I thought I had a good chance here. Hey, I wanted to circle back a little bit about this because I think back in your younger days, I was given some information that suggested you might have been either the most famous guy or the second most famous guy in your golf team. Is there any truth to that?
Definitely not most. Yeah, I played in little known fact, maybe, or maybe not little known. My high school team at one point during my 4 years included two people that have won on the PGA Tour.
That's pretty fun. Were they as interesting then as they are now?
One of them is still an active member of the PGA Tour, and I would tell you is exactly the same as he was when we were in high school.
So you have trophies from that as well that you have at home propped up as impressively as the granddaddy belt is behind you?
No, those days are, I would say I was a much less integral part of that team than I have been a member of the granddaddy teams.
Wow. Well, I mean, there's no secret that you are like the featured pairing once someone gets put on the granddaddy team. And I don't know if that means everyone wants to challenge you or everyone wants to avoid you from a, there are like 8-6 keeps coming in my head. I don't really know how to put it in the conversation, but someone out there is shaking their fist right now. You got multiple repeat offenders or whatever you want to call it, victims, I suppose you could say. I mean, it's just, it's a laundry list of disappointment for Team THP when they go up against Jason Finley. However, could this be the second win for the team of THPers coming out there? It's 2 years in the making.
It could be. It could be 2 years of that, all that pressure that I was talking about before building up. And I mean, it could be miserable. I mean, look, I'm just hoping that we can get it to where day two matters. That's, I mean, that's the important thing to me. I want it to be competitive. It's more fun that way.
Fair enough. Hey, I mean,
the most fun year and the most memorable was the year that we lost, I would say, because it was the closest. And I can remember even within my group, like somebody that I was playing with had one of the most terrible choke jobs I've ever seen. And it was played a key role in us losing that. But I can remember how much more fun that was because it was so close.
It's thrilling, you know, isn't it?
And even some of like the, you know, the first, you know, couple 9 holes or 18 holes where it's been closer, it makes it more fun. I mean, all kidding aside, like I want it to be competitive, right? It's really fun and we have more to talk about if we blow you guys out, but I want it to be competitive and I mean, our goal is to have everybody have the time of their lives. So I think that is the case, you know, win, lose or draw. But I do think if it's a better competition, everybody's going to have more fun. I'd rather play my singles match. I'd rather have it go down to the 18th hole, right? Not end on 12. That's not a lot of fun if I only get to play 12 holes.
But no one said you had to stop after 12.
I usually don't.
Are you searching for a feature-rich golf shoe for the upcoming season? Head over to squares.com and take a look at their footwear offerings. The most obvious design feature is the square toe design, which supports alignment and avoids the dreaded constriction that comes from the tapered toe design overall. They use a wider toe base with a serious cleat system to maximize stability and balance in what they are calling their torque generation system. Based on the feedback from others, their 100% waterproof boot makes them a big-time competitor for golfers playing in all conditions. They also have more subtle features like their heel stabilizers and stay-put laces to really lock in the foot. Have a look for yourself at squares.com. So now that we're done celebrating that, which is Jason Finley, I want to counter that a little bit because THP's had some really impressive events with your crew over there at Callaway and Odyssey. Is there a place that we've hosted an event with your group that you are incredibly disappointed that you didn't get to participate in? And I only ask that because I know you missed a couple that I'm really fond of from a location perspective.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I've been at most of them. I would say the one I probably, you know, I didn't go to some of the early Morgan Cup stuff. And I would say the one that probably, just because I loved the format of the event, that I probably missed more than any other was the second gauntlet we did in Chicago. I think okay. That one was probably the one I missed out on the most, just because I was a part of that event the first time around and kind of what it was and how it all went down. I think it was the second one, but probably missing that one was probably the one I missed out on the most.
Mr. Roger Cleveland took your plane flight, did he?
There's another story that we won't get into there. but yeah, that's that was one that probably I would say I missed the most.
Okay. Now I'll flip it once again and say, tell me, and I'm putting you on the spot here because I didn't prep you for this. Tell me the one place that you have the fondest memory on a golf trip, and we'll go ahead and not include THP events to save you the agony of picking one of those.
Well, the two things that I'll say, the first is, I don't know that I could pick out one particular trip to go there, because fortunately, and this is going to sound very braggadocious for a moment, but I've had the opportunity to go a few times, and that would be Bandon. It's right up there with one of my favorite places to go for a golf trip, just because it's just such different golf than probably we get to play anywhere else. And it's literally like the ultimate destination for me for like a guy's golf trip, right? Because I've been there multiple times, let's call it. And I think I've left the property one time that I've been there, because there's just no need to. And it's all golf. You get up in the morning, you eat a good breakfast, you go play golf, you play golf all day, and you can have a putting contest at night or go play the par three course. You have a good dinner, you sit at the pub or by the fire, and you go to bed and you do it all over again. And that's what it's all about. So I think, if I had to single out one trip that I made there, I was lucky enough one year to get to do, they call it the Summer Solstice event, where you play the first four golf courses that they had all in one day, walking, which was something that A, I can't believe I did. And B, was just so cool to say that you have done it. So probably that would be the single best. And then the other one for me is, I love kind of the Coeur d'Alene area, and I have a really good friend that has a place up there, and there's a place called Gosser Ranch that's on the other side of Lake Coeur d'Alene from where the resort is. And I go up there most summers. I go up there on a trip usually, and it's literally my favorite place on planet Earth. So that's probably the other one that I would say I would call out for sure.
Okay. There's one hole at Coeur d'Alene that I think you had way too much fun on. Any truth to that?
That I had too much fun on?
Or enjoyed the view, I suppose you could say.
Well, yeah. I mean, seeing Ryan Liberty do a little shimmy and dance and fall down, I think it was the third hole.
Off the rock, I've heard this.
Filming with JB when we were hitting. That was pretty impressive. I've never seen a man drop to the ground like that. It was pretty good.
If you took another group of THPers, let's call it 10 THPers to Coeur d'Alene, what's the percentage that hit the green on 14 for 2 days worth of golf?
25%.
So let's keep in mind, folks who haven't played Coeur d'Alene, it is an island green, and by island, I mean you have to take a boat to it in order to get onto it. It's been a victim of a number of people already in the THP Tech studio, and Jason has now suggested that an impressive 25% of the people throughout 2 days would successfully hit the green. I think that's pretty good. I think you're given a lot of credit.
Well, I think that's partially knowing where the average THP event plays from a tee perspective. I think if you go a couple tees back, that number would probably be a single digit.
Okay. And you, would you hit or miss?
I'd be about 50%.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty fair. Hey, yeah. I also got another key in to ask you, and I don't know why. What is the best fast food taco in your perspective?
Oh, 100% Jack in the Box. 100%.
Do you want to think about it for a second?
100% Jack in the Box.
Why?
It's just the best. I mean, fast food, I mean, you don't have a lot of options with fast food tacos, right? So when I think fast food, I don't think like, here there are some Alberto's or places like that that have a drive-through, but I don't really call that fast food. So really your options are Jack in the Box, Taco Bell, and Del Taco, right?
Okay.
I don't know what else there would be. And there's no question that it's Jack in the Box.
You know, I've only ever had Jack in the Box once, and it came from the person who told me to ask you that question.
Yeah.
And that I mean, a few years ago.
Really in the Jack in the Box tacos, but they're unbelievable.
It's just good faith and trust, right?
Yeah, it's not good for you. I mean, but you don't get a, you know, you don't become a physical specimen like this because you're eating things that are good for you.
So, hey, this week is the API, and I know you guys have done prior to his passing some incredible stuff with Arnie, who is what I like to quote as my GOAT, my greatest of all time. How what's the mood in the office for the API event? Does anything really change over there during this type of event, being able to reflect on everything that Arnie did for golf? Is there a sort of a buzz or anything like that?
No, I would say not really. I mean, it's a little different around the office in general, just because there's not many people here.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we're still pretty limited. I mean, I think our department, but even, I mean, around here today, it's 25% full, maybe. So it you lose a lot of that, I would say. It's hard to capture a lot of that when you're on, you know, Teams calls or Zoom calls or whatever format we're on every, you know, all day, every day. But, you know, certainly, you know, Mr. Palmer's a pretty special guy around these parts. And, you know, especially given that he was an ambassador of ours. So, you know, to have that and have, you know, he being someone that was a part of our family, it's still pretty cool. But I think you lose a little bit of it, you know, when we're all not together.
Sure. Have you played Bay Hill?
I have.
And what was your thought? And do you have any idea what you shot?
I don't remember what I shot, but you know, my normal is, you know, I probably shot around my par of 80. It was a harder golf course than I thought it was going in.
And tricky greens, some interesting lines.
Yeah. And it's a cool, you know, it's a cool spot. I was lucky enough. We did an event one time at La Trobe where Mr. Palmer grew up, and, mm-hmm. and we actually got to go have lunch. We took some customers and had lunch with him and then got to play his course, which I thought was actually cooler than playing Bay Hill, right? Because you kind of had him telling you about the golf course and all the history there while we were eating lunch, and then got to go out and play it. So that was a really cool experience too, to be, you know, be able to spend some time with him.
Okay. Now the last thing I want to talk to you about, Jason, and I know we talked a little bit about what the guys are playing on tour. Actually, there's a couple things. First of all, I want to know your perspective on how the attitude has been out there on tour this year. Obviously, the guys got a lot of new product, seems to be having a lot of early success. You've got a new guy, John Rahm, out there hitting incredible shots. What is the feedback out there from the new lineup, and how are your tour guys doing right now overall?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're off to a pretty strong start for us on the tour side, and certainly having, you know, John Rahm join the team has been exciting. He's you know, got the full kit, as I would call it, right, top to bottom, which, you know, we tend to probably more so than most give guys a little more time to transition, but he's been one that, you know, really from the beginning. I think, you know, the first week out, maybe he didn't have the putter, but after that, he's been full bore in the full thing. He's loved the golf ball from the beginning. It was one of the primary things that he loved about it when he started his testing, was that ChromeSoft X golf ball. So, you know, it's been pretty exciting to see that and see the success he's had early on. He hasn't quite won yet, but I would say overall, you know, he's definitely quieted a lot of those critics and saying, why, if you're number two in the world, would you switch equipment? I don't think he's had any trouble transitioning into our stuff. So That's always good to see, you know, for us and for him. But in general, I think we've had a really strong start. I don't think there's been a week where, you know, somebody using one of our products hasn't been in the top five. And obviously Brendan Grace winning this past weekend in Puerto Rico, you know, has been exciting. So, you know, we're really excited about the transition, and a lot of the guys are in the new product, which, you know, it usually takes a little bit of time. And this year we're probably a little behind where we typically are in terms of getting them product just for what's happening in the world, right? We all know what that is. So it's been a little bit more of a challenge this year. And certainly we still don't have the full team out at events every week like we maybe have had in the past too, just because of limitations that are still there. So we're operating a little differently than we have in the past, but the transition into the new product's been outstanding, and couple wins already for the driver and the ball. So and certainly the putter and what we've seen with OG and 2-ball 10 has been exciting. You know, 2-ball 10's number one model already on the PGA Tour, so that's really cool to see, and it's so visible. So there's a lot to be excited about early on, for sure, on the tour for us.
So that got crazy hot, crazy quick. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, no different than you have red shafts out there this year on your putters that are as visible as they come.
Yeah,
I think that's great for you guys. And there's one other thing that I realized we didn't talk about yet. Callaway Customs is back and you can do some pretty cool stuff at this point. You must be excited about that. It's not as crazy as it is, a little bit more subtle than it has been in the past, but it still gives the opportunity for people to go out there and make it their own. I actually, as I'd mentioned earlier on in the episode, the hand-me-down Epic Flash Sub-Zero was very much in the Canadan blue with a little white in there, you know, the custom model.
Yeah.
So I've been victim of it myself. Are you going custom this year, Finley? Do you have something unique going in the bag?
I'm right off the rack. It's all this stuff. I'm right up the gut.
Okay.
I'm Epic Max LS and loving it. I mean, it's unbelievable. I might have a slightly longer one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might be the only non-stock part of mine is it's a little bit longer.
Okay. That's that sounds like a threat to any of those out there looking to be a competitor of Mr. Jason Finley this year and the Granddaddy.
I'm chasing what I want, just like everybody else.
What I want to see is a little bit of social media discussion. So if you're out there and you want to let Finley know that this potentially longer profile is bad for his game, make sure you do give him a little bit of grief. Jason Finley, CG on Twitter. But that's all I have for you, my friend. I love this part of the episode because I get to ask you if you have any questions for me before we call it a wrap for another great week here on Off Course.
Well, I think the only question I would have for you is to give your fellow THPers, you are the only captain that has won. And we got Maddie. I call him Maddie Dimples.
Yeah.
What would you say if you could tell him, I'll give you two things.
Okay.
Two pieces of advice that you can give him to be the next winning captain.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to give all the good stuff away, right? I don't have to say how I got D-Nev skin or how I, you know.
Some things.
Told Luke that mallets are for, you know, people with some screws loose, things like that. But yeah, that's a good question. I mean, what we realized in our year was that enjoyment took pretty much the supreme role. And I think we had an opportunity to feed off each other a little bit. Now, fortunately for me, I had some characters on the team. We had some guys who might've been a little bit louder than your Luke and some, you know, some players, if you will. And yeah, I think when you create that camaraderie and you just go all in, I think the biggest selling point is to convince the guys, hey, look, you have a chance of doing something that not a lot of people get to do. make brothers, make this experience more about each other than about yourself, and take every chance you get to hang out with Callaway and the Odyssey guys. And it just seemed like that whole perspective let me kind of have more fun than my team thought I was having, because they might have thought I was a drill sergeant, but you know, they played for each other, and that was a cool thing. I think yep. You get more out of it when you're playing for each other. Not to mention, do not listen to Luke on the bus. That's kind of rule two.
Okay. Luke will be happy that his name was mentioned so much.
Yeah. Well, he and I have had a long-standing debate, including the fact that at your facility I was fit into a blade, that you know, blades are the only relevant putter in the market. But you know, that's a conversation for another day. Maybe I'll sneak him on off course sometime and we can debate that face to face, if you will. And counter to that, Finley, I was pretty smitten with Chrome Soft, and I'm surprised you didn't bug me about it. Do you think I'm a Chrome Soft guy, or do you think I'm an LS guy?
Well, I mean, you've well documented it that you, not only in our line, but others, right, have done well with softer golf balls. And like I said, there are definitely some benefits for that. I mean, as much as I spent time comparing, you know, which one we're going to sell more of Chrome Soft X and Chrome Soft XLS, we're going to sell way more Chrome Soft golf balls, right? So certainly not to diminish how incredible that product is and still will be, right? They're all three in the line and, you know, still is going to be the best golf ball for the widest range of golfers, without question.
I'll tell you, when we got off the live stream last time and I was hitting, I believe I was hitting the X-Forge CB with a Chrome Soft, Josh JB on THP said that's the tightest dispersion he's seen me hit in a long time. Yeah. And that was pretty telling, because you had mentioned that a bit better compression, you got a chance to have a little bit more control. Yep. From a center perspective. And that's kind of a big seller for me, because not only do I get the benefits of the lower spin profile, but I also get a little bit of extra consistency down the line. Yep. And when you're in a player iron, I don't know too many guys who don't want to be more accurate. So
yeah, no, it's great. And I think, you know, here's what for me, one of the key variables, I think, in finding the right golf ball is kind of your hit location consistency. And that's, for me, not something that I struggle with as much, right? I have some other issues that I have to deal with, but that is not one of them. So as I've kind of messed around a little bit with Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft XLS, I do think I hit the LS a little bit farther off the driver. And that's primarily a speed thing, right? It's not unscientific that, you know, a firmer compression will probably have a little higher ball speed. And because of the spin profile being what it is, I hit my irons about the same distance, with the speed being about the same. So I'm a little bit longer on my driver and I hit my irons the same. That's a pretty good combination for me, right? But I fortunately have the ability to do that, right? I have plenty of golf balls at my disposal and an ability to figure that out on my own. So I can do that, right? That's a pretty good combination for me. So will you see that same thing? I don't know. I think there's a chance of it, right? But you can only figure that out for yourself, just like anybody else, right? Same with any competitive product, right? The best way to do it is get out on the golf course and try it for yourself. It's not even in a launch monitor. It's out on the golf course. With enough recommendation.
It sounds like a challenge to me. I know you have a release coming up before this podcast goes live. When can golfers expect to see this product in stores?
Yeah, so we will introduce it tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and then the retail date is 3/18. So March 18th, the Chrome Soft X LS will be at retail and available at your fine golf shops anywhere that may be all around the world.
Outstanding. And for those out there, I think it sounds like the challenge has been set forth on you. I know here in Ohio, unlike sunny California, whatever, that Jason's sitting in right now, we are actually getting very close to golfing. So please go out there, check out the new Chrome Soft, compare them against the old one and what apparently might be the Chrome Soft for me, which is the regular one. And let me know and let Jason know on social what you think and what, hell, even give us a prediction before you do that. Let us know which of the balls in the lineup.
Fair warning to the THPers out there for the granddaddy.
Yeah, lay it on us.
So we got, as you know, today is March 1st that we are filming this.
Yep.
And I got my latest handicap this morning in my email inbox.
Here we go.
It is north of 6.
So we have, they've moved some of the sandbags from, around the country over there to California. Is this going to be down to like a 2 or a 3 by December or what?
Doubtful.
Okay. Well, I'll apply
rounds between now and then to get it down. Unfortunately, I hope it is because that means I will have played good, but based on my performance this weekend, I'm really hoping that it doesn't go any higher than it is right now rather than going lower.
Can a golf game go like over the hill or whatever you say? You know, it's all uphill from here or what?
It sure feels like that's happening right now, but I like to think that it's just going to work in my favor. But based on, again, my performance this past weekend, I got some work to do.
I got big expectations. Granddaddy stuff is coming up, I'm sure, soon. Hopefully our team's filled before yours is, so we can start judging aggressively and supporting the guys there. Jason, thanks so much, as always, for coming on. You're an absolute blast to be a part of these things, and appreciate the time you take with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Everyone out there, if you are playing golf this weekend, and I think I am too, try not to get too excited. Please let me know how you play. Have a blast. And go hit some new Chrome Softs. All right. See you next week.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.